been asked by several people to talk about podcasting and Downcast in particular, because it's a program I recommend. Matter of fact, it's on my dock on my iPhone. That tells you how much I use it. There was a suggestion also that we spend a little time talking about podcasts and podcasts that people like and so forth. So I really don't want to monopolize this discussion, but I thought I would start by just giving you an overview of Downcast. There are lots of podcast clients available, and Apple has a native one that's free. Another couple that I have, one is called Podcaster. I like Downcast for three reasons. One is that it just makes sense to me. The setting makes sense to me. I also like it because this is not a podcast client for the blind. This is a podcast client for everybody. But the developer is amazing in that he has made accessibility a must. Anytime a new version comes out, he often will mention accessibility improvements.
The thing I like about it is within 24 hours, this developer gets back to me. And I had a complaint about Downcast for the Mac. And he said, there is an issue, this is what I'm doing to fix it, and would you like to be part of my beta team? And I think that just demonstrates his commitment to accessibility. And I like that, and I like to support people who do that, because they don't have to. He makes enough money on Downcast from other people that he doesn't really need us, but he's doing it. The app costs, I think, $2.99.
So anyway, Downcast is a podcast client. Anybody who doesn't know what a podcast is, podcasts are audio or video presentations. It seems almost everybody has a podcast these days. We've actually considered even making some of our Vibug meetings podcasts because we do, I think, disseminate a lot of valuable information. There are podcasts on everything. You can find podcasts on sports, on teams, on cooking, on technology, you name it, you can find podcasts. How do I use podcasts? The other thing about Downcast, which is one of the many things about Downcast, which is so cool, is that he's also built in variable speed options. So if you want to, you don't have to listen to it at normal speed. You can speed it up. And there are navigation units. So you can go back 30 seconds, 15 seconds, go forward 30 seconds, go forward 2 minutes in a podcast. So if you want to skip something, you can. The other thing that I use this for also is that if I have an MP3 file, as an example, I can take that MP3 file and I can export it to Downcast. And that allows me to then listen to that MP3 file in Downcast. It saves my place, and it will allow me to then vary the speed. And I like that, being somebody who tends to have less time and wants to speed things up. I'm going to get to Downcast.
61 new items.
Downcast, it says I have 61
Downcast. New... Podcast. Double tap to refresh all podcast feeds.
Now, if you listen to what it said double tap to refresh all podcast feeds.
Podcast. Double tap to refresh all podcast feeds.
Okay, so I did that. And you may hear little sounds. It had updated recently. It will update if new updates are available. And it depends upon how you have your settings configured, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But essentially, it will go out, and any podcasts that you have loaded, it will go out and get the latest podcasts that, you know, that are available. I like that because it means that I don't have to go to websites and remember. Now, you just heard that noise. That meant that it was refreshing, and I think it meant that it may mean that it'd be done. This sounds are a new addition to Downcast, and I haven't quite listened to them enough to know exactly which bleep means what. It means you don't have to go to websites. It means you don't have to go and say, I've got to see if there's anything new with that particular podcast. There are 5 tabs on the bottom, and...
Selected. Podcast. Tab.
Podcast is the first.
Playlist. Tab. 2 of 5. Add. Tab. 3 of 5. Downloads. 61 items. Tab. 4 of 5. More. Tab. 5 of 5.
So there are 5 tabs.
61
items. Are these set to update? Do you have them set to download as well, or just update?
They vary. And one of the things I like about Downcast, there's some podcasts you can only download, you can't stream, but you can set this up individually. And I have some podcasts, I just stream them, I don't download them, and I have others that I have to download. So that's why you heard 61 new items. But as I go through my podcast, you'll see that... you know, they all have different numbers of episodes available depending upon how I've set it and how frequently they update.
Selected. Podcast. Tab. Selected.
So I'm going to open up the podcast
selected.
Tab.
Podcast. Tab. One of five. Podcasts. Double tap to refresh all podcasts. ABC News.
Okay, unplay. So I have, now, at the top it says unplay. So the way I have this set up for me is that I want to see which podcasts have unplayed episodes.
ABC News. World News with Diane Sawyer. Podcast. One unplayed. Last published yesterday.
So that's ABC News. I never watch the news on TV anymore. First of all, 6:30 at night is not a very good time for me to watch TV. And secondly, if I do it with Downcast, I can listen to a 30-minute newscast without commercials and faster. I'm just flicking to the right.
Apple Viz Podcast, 227 unplayed, now, 6 partially played.
The reason why I have that, Apple Viz, I like to refer to things sometimes even if I've listened to them. And I have an iPhone that has a lot of storage, so I can afford to do that. Now you notice ABC News, it only said one, because I only choose to keep the last one of those. I don't want to have the news from 3 weeks ago on my iPhone. Apple Viz, I have a lot of them. And I do that so that, because there's times when I want to go back to a podcast, or I just haven't played one, but I may want to look up something, and then I'll search for a podcast.
Rippling Pete Zone, 26 unplayed, 2 partially played.
So there are lots. Most of these are technology podcasts.
Boston Celtics basketball, 2 unplayed.
Except last published Thursday. One. That's Boston Celtics.
Boston Red Sox baseball, 1 unplayed. Last published Thursday.
I could go through. I've got a whole bunch of these podcasts. Just to give you a sense of what it sounds
Boston,
like,
ABC, unplayed.
I'm
going
to go news. To, and after all podcast. The unplayed
one last published
ones
yesterday.
Are announced, any podcasts that I have that don't have any new episodes, those come afterwards. So you can open Downcast and automatically see what you have available to you that you haven't listened to. So I'm going to double tap on the ABC News podcast.
ABC News, World News with Diane Sawyer, podcast. Back button.
Okay, and there's a back button on the left-hand side.
ABC News, World News with Diane Sawyer, podcast. Heading. The latest news from around the world, brought to you by Diane Sawyer and the ABC News team. ABC News, World News with Diane Sawyer, podcast 03.07.14. Status, audio, stream, unplayed, duration, 0. Published yesterday. Put in a dog on the dots. Mini Venmon charged with attempted murder. Jobs report shows growth.
So it gives you kind of a little summary. This one happens to. And if I double tap here on that, indicate the line that has the date, it's going to open. So I'll do that.
ABC News. World News with Diane Sawyer. Podcast 03.0.
Well, news tonight, collision rush has happened in Ukraine. No slowdown. Even America is in Putin's square off.
Now I'm going to stop it. So I stopped it, and I did that for a particular reason, because I want to show you. And now I have it on very fast.
Volume, 100%.
I've got on the bottom.
Adjusting weekend shows.
On the bottom, I've got a volume control, adjustable. And I have. It's telling me whether it's refreshing anything.
3x playback speed is on.
Now,
button.
It says
double tap and hold for playback speed selection list.
It says 3x play, so I have it on 3 times. If I double tap and hold,
reverse button. Half speed playback speed is on.
Now it's
button.
On half speed.
Double tap and hold for playback speed selection list. But normal playback speed is
so
on.
So now I'm on normal. So if I play it now,
justice. The mother who drove her minivan into the ocean is charged as her children describe what was happening in the car.
Okay, so that's normal speed.
Yes. Forward.
Now, if I go back
forward.
To the speed selection again, normal play. Now, if I double tap again,
1.25x playback speed is on. 1.5x playback speed is on. 2x playback speed is on.
Okay. If I play.
Running high from marijuana, illegal to take those playback down on Robertson or Stone. And secret.
You were just double tapping each time to change
yep.
the speed.
I double tapped each time to change
it's
the speed.
It's not like a picker or something.
You know, I just double tapped. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's double tapped.
Reverse.
There's a reverse button.
Double tap to go to previous episode. Double tap and hold for fast reverse.
See, now that, I mean, it gives you
play.
Hints.
Button.
I've
forward.
Got hints
button.
Turned on.
Double tap for next episode. Double tap and hold for fast forward.
Okay.
That's hints from the app? Or
That's hints from the app. And the play button is between those two, but I rarely have to find the play button. Just as you do with music and with your, you know, with the bar down. If you double tap with two fingers, that stops and starts playback. Now, at the top.
Skip back 30 seconds.
I've got
button. Skip back 15 seconds. Button. Skip forward 30 seconds. Button. Skip forward 2 minutes. Button. 0. 28. Episode play progress. 3%. Adjustable.
It said 0:28. We've done 28 seconds of that. If I wanted to change by percentage, I could just, because you just heard me.
0. Episode play progress. 3%.
It says
adjustable.
Episode play progress.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, it tells you. Swipe up or down one finger.
13%.
So I just went to 13% in. So that's valuable, depending upon, you know, for this it probably wouldn't matter so much, but say you're reading, you know, you're listening to something that's very long, and you kind of, you know, you either got distracted, you got a phone call, you fell asleep, whatever, you could move by that increment as well.
Progress, 100%.
And
15, 16.
Oh, that's
remaining time.
15, 16 is the remaining time from where I am now in the file.
Episode image size toggle button.
That's an image
size. Enlarges and shrinks episode image.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
ABC News, World News with Diane Sawyer podcast.
And you're back. So now, okay, that's how you navigate. And all I was doing was flicking right to get to those various controls. Let's say I don't want to listen to this anymore. I can also, if I get to the end of the podcast, I'll just skip forward two minutes.
ABC News.
Okay. Now you heard that little pop. So it skipped forward to the end. Now on the bottom, I have different controls.
Podcast details.
I have podcast details, which I could go in and find out more details about the podcast. And then to the right of that, on the bottom, I have the actions button.
Alert. Delete all button.
So delete all. If I want to delete all podcasts, all episodes of this podcast that I have here.
Mark all as played button. Mark all as unplayed button. Cancel button.
Okay, so those are my four options. Mark all as played, mark all as unplayed, or canceled.
Mark all as
so
delete all button.
I'm going to hit delete all.
Alert. Delete episodes button. Cancel button.
And I have delete episodes or cancel.
Cancel. Delete episodes.
So back. I'm going to delete.
Refreshing weekend shows.
Now, if I go back, if I go to the back out of that podcast, now it's not listed in my unplayed anymore because I don't have any more of those episodes. Now, if I had several episodes of a podcast, I'll go to one and demonstrate this. Say I had a bunch of episodes and I didn't care about one. You can delete episodes individually as well. I'm going to go to the Blind Geek Zone. I have 26 unplayed.
The Blind Geek Zone. Heading. You don't have to be a geek to love it here.
That's an advertising tagline.
Free make audio converter. Status. Audio. Stream. Unplayed. Duration. 16:23. Published Thursday. This podcast was submitted by Nicholas Acosta. You can contact this contributor via their email at mitchallisacosta775@gmail.com. This details for FreeMake audio converter. Button. Gold Wave Loopback. Status. Audio. Stream. Details for Gold Wave Loopback. Audacity Loopback P2. Status. Details
so
for
these
Audacity
are all the
Audacity
things
loopback,
that are
H1.
On this,
status.
That are
audio.
On this
details
particular
podcast. Regarding Facebook for iOS status. Audio. Stream.
Okay, so
duration.
Podcast regarding Facebook. I don't care about that.
Madeline Ticket. You can contact this contributor via their email at madelineticket94@gmail.com. In this podcast, I go over Facebook for iOS and some of its features and settings. Email me if you have any questions.
I don't care about Facebook. So if I want to delete it...
Delete.
I flicked down. I mean, I found delete, and I double-tapped it. And now that podcast is no longer listed in my episodes. Like, say you have only one episode, and you want to go back and get other episodes. You can do that. Toward the bottom of the screen, there's a control that says View Other Episodes. And if you double tap on that, it will go and retrieve all episodes that are available from that podcast.
Podcast.
Okay, so I'm going to go back. Now,
playlists
I haven't done much with. I don't tend to listen to podcasts in succession very frequently, but you can add podcasts to a playlist. So say you wanted to listen to sports podcasts one night, what you would do is you would add your baseball, your Red Sox one, and your Celtics, and your Bruins, and your Patriots, whatever podcast you have on a particular subject, or just whatever podcast you want to read, you know, you want to listen to at the same time, you can put them in a playlist. And then you can go to your playlist and just listen to the podcast on your playlist. So that's the second tab on the bottom.
Add tab.
So
selected.
The add tab is how you add for podcasts.
Downloads 61 items. AT&T network. Add podcast. Heading.
Add podcast.
Add podcast manually.
Add podcast manually.
Search for podcast.
Search for podcast.
Top podcast. Heading.
Top podcast.
All.
And then
parts.
Then it says all, and then it would list a whole bunch, but they're all different categories.
Business.
So if I double tapped on one of these categories,
comedy.
I could then find podcasts in these particular genres.
Search for podcasts.
I'm going to go to search for podcasts.
Search field is editing.
Somebody give me something they'd like to find a podcast on.
Is this running on a PC or an iPhone?
This is an iPhone.
Okay.
They do have one for the Mac. This is also, they have a Downcast client for the Mac.
Poetry.
Poetry.
Okay, sure. Good one.
Candy List. P P O O E E Y T T R R four T Y Y.
Okay, poetry.
Search.
And then on the bottom right hand side is a search button, which I double tapped.
Easy French poetry. French today. Status. Audio. Not subscribed. Published 11/8/11. Bunch of poetry off the shelf. Status. Audio. Not subscribed. Published 2/26/14. Producer Curtis Fox explores the diverse world of contemporary American poetry with readings by poets, interviews with critics, and short poetry documentaries. Nothing is off limits, and nobody is taken too seriously. Andy Fee. Performance poetry. Status. Audio. Not subscribed. Published yesterday. The best spoken word artist working in the field today. Classic poetry allowed. Status. Audio. Not subscribed. Published 1/9/14. Classic poetry allowed gives voice to poetry through podcast recordings of the great poems of the past. Our library of poems is intended as a resource for anyone interested in reading and listening to poetry. For us, it's all about the listening, and how hearing a poem can make it more accessible, as well as heightening its emotional impact. See more at www.classicpoetryloud.com.
So if I wanted to add that...
Add podcast. Search. Back button. Add podcast. Heading. Subscribe. Button.
Okay, and it says add podcast, and I'm just clicking right. Subscribe.
MZA 2700. Subscribe. Button.
And I want... And
subscribe.
Now, okay, so now I've subscribed. So that podcast will now appear in my list. That's pretty easy. And it's, now it's refreshing.
Did you just double click on the subscribe?
Yep, I just double tapped on the subscribe button. That was it. Nice and easy.
And you can. It will load the latest one up to five.
Depending upon how I set it up, and I'll get to that in a second. The nice thing about Downcast is that you can configure, you can do nothing with it and just take all the defaults, or you can configure it. So,
MZA to 3 of 5 bars. Search. Back box 3 of 5.
So I'm going to go back to the search.
Selected.
And I'm going to go to the
Six more. Tab.
Now, I'm going to go to the more tab.
Settings.
And I'm going to go to the settings.
Off. Settings. More.
Now.
Back button. Settings. Heading. Automatic feed refreshing. Heading.
So this is the first, it's divided in by headings, but I'm just flicking right. Automatic feed refreshing.
Wi-Fi only. Switch button.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting.
These are the things you can change in terms of when does it automatically refresh feeds.
Schedule. Every 3 hours.
Every 3 hours, that's an option here. If I double tap.
Every hour. Schedule feed refreshes. Settings. Back. Schedule feed refreshes. Heading. Schedule feed refreshes. Heading. None.
None.
Every hour.
Every hour.
Every 2 hours. Selected. Every 3 hours. Every 4 hours. Every 5 hours. Every 10 hours. Every 12 hours. Every 24 hours. Podcast. Tab. One
okay.
Five.
So every, those are all the settings. So you see what I mean?
Schedule
so
feed. Schedule feed refreshes. Schedule feed.
You can go
schedule
back and decide how you're
more.
Gonna do that.
Schedule. Every at locations. None.
And then at locations, I've never looked at this.
Automatically
look at
refresh
it now.
Feeds. When arriving. Switch button. On.
When arriving.
When leaving. Switch button. On. Podcast. Tab.
So I guess you can, if you set a location, you can then decide whether you want it to refresh when you arrive or when you leave. That would be good, like say you only had it for Wi-Fi and you arrived at when you left your office, then you wanted it to refresh then so you could have something to listen to on the way home.
Settings. Back button. More.
I'm gonna go
back. At locations. None. New episodes action. Heading.
New episodes action.
Mark most recent for streaming. Switch button.
Mark most recent for streaming is what I have for this. Now you can change that. And I'll give you some of the options.
Download new episodes action. Set new episodes action. New episodes action. Do nothing.
Do nothing.
Download all new.
Download all new.
Download most recent. Mark all new for streaming. Selected. Mark most recent for streaming. Podcast.
I won't belabor every setting. But I mean, essentially, you get that. When you can go into a particular podcast and change that. So, for example, the news ones, I only have keeping for one day. For some of the technology podcasts, I have them, keeping them forever.
So, Amy, when you're streaming versus downloading, you're streaming, that's just active Wi-Fi.
Yep.
Right? And if it downloads...
Or not active Wi-Fi. You could do it on your cellular. I've done it on cellular data, too.
Right. But when you download the option, that is it's actually taking up space on your phone.
Yes.
That's the difference?
That's the difference. If you download... Some people prefer to download them... Because they either don't want to chew up cellular data if they're not on Wi-Fi or if they don't have good Wi-Fi signal or whatever, if you're on a bus or, if you don't have something available to you, that's when people will use downloads. And as I said, there are some podcasts that will only allow you to do downloads. They don't allow you to stream.
You can also set it that it only downloads when you have Wi-Fi. Right.
Yep.
So
yep.
You wouldn't be using up data
exactly
on the bus.
Exactly. This is so, I mean, you can see it. It's so well labeled. It's very easily, it's self-explanatory. So much of it's self-explanatory. And I love the fact that everything's pretty predictable. The back button's always on the, you know, on the top left. The actions button, you know, is always on the bottom. You use muscle memory. And it's once you get accustomed to the app, it's very easy to use. Say you have a bunch of podcasts on your computer. You have an OPML file. You can also send that OPML file to Downcast, and it will automatically pick up all the feeds, so you don't have to subscribe to each one. If you know the URL of a podcast, if you know the podcast feed directly, you heard it said enter add podcast manually, and that would be where you would go in and key in a podcast. When I first started using Downcast, I was quite new to it and I didn't understand a lot of things, and I would do a search, and sometimes the search wouldn't come up with the podcast I was looking for. And I actually wrote the developer, and because I was asking about, these were iPhone related podcasts, and he actually added them to his searchable database so that it would be easier to find.
How did you import MP3s?
Okay, here's what you do with MP3s. What I do is I put them in Dropbox, and when you put them in Dropbox, and then you actually start playing the file. And when you start playing the file, an export option becomes available. And if you have Downcast, you know, on your phone, Downcast becomes one of the apps that you can export to. So you export it to Downcast, and then within Downcast, you then import the file. And that's what I do. It's been exported from Dropbox to Downcast, and then it's listed, and then you have to just import. You double tap on it and import it.
And importing is where?
It imports within Downcast.
So
it'll usually say imported 03.07.2014. It literally, when you take it from Dropbox,
pops up on
it
the
pops
screen.
Up, yeah, within Downcast.
Where would they be listed?
Would they be listed within your, once it's there, it's listed within your podcast, and it always starts with the word imported, unless you change the name. If I had the last Vibug meeting, or say the class we did this morning, and I had that as a file in Dropbox, I could just take that, send it to Downcast, and listen to it within Downcast, and have all that navigability that I've demonstrated.
You can also export NLS files from Dropbox into Bard, similar way.
I didn't talk about that, but you're right. Yes, you can.
It's worth mentioning too. You mentioned the search thing, but I found one of the greatest and most powerful things about it is just the list of podcasts it has there by all those categories.
Oh yeah.
I think I first used the Apple podcast thing, but I had no idea what to look for. And this has just like playlist, you know,
tab. I'm gonna go to add
that podcast. Back button. Add podcast. Add podcast. Add podcast manually. Search
okay,
top
so
podcast.
Top podcast. So art, let's business. There's art, business, comedy,
education,
games and hobbies,
governments and organizations, health, kids.
Health, music,
news and politics.
Which one do you want me to select?
Religion and spirituality.
News and politics.
Science and religion, news and politics. MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, video, status, video, not subscribed. Published NPR, Planet Money podcast, status, audio, not subscribed. Real time with Bill Mayer, status, audio, The Economist, The Week Ahead, status, global news, status. MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, audio.
Okay,
status,
so that's just
program,
the that's
status,
just the bunch
audio,
of that's
not
the first one.
Ad,
now there's
NBC Nightly News, video, status, video, not subscribed. Published yesterday, rows 8 to 14 of 100.
Okay, so there are at least 100 just in this, and I bet you there are more after this. So there are 100 in this category that they, and these are just top podcasts that they've identified. That just gives you a sense. We'll do another one.
Medicine. Sports and recreation.
We'll do sports.
In progress. The Ross Report, status, audio, ESPN, fantasy-focused baseball, status, the world's greatest fishing podcast, status, the Steve Austin Show, Unleashed, status, ESPN, the BS Report with Bill Simmons, status, the Steve Austin Show, status, audio, Talk is Jericho, status, audio, not ESPN, PTI, status, audio, WWE, 30 years of WrestleMania, status, the Dan Patrick Show on Podcast 1, status, CBSSports.com, fantasy baseball today podcast, ESPN, baseball tonight with Buster Olney, status, NFL, around the week podcast, status, the Rich Eisen podcast, status, audio, not subscribed, published Tuesday, as host of the NFL
Well, no, if I
podcast,
wanted to find Red Sox, I would type in Red Sox. Actually, I did that. I typed in Red Sox.
Would item chooser work on this page?
No, there's no item chooser here.
I see.
I mean,
45%.
No, there's
that's
no.
That's only available like in Safari or something.
Yeah, item chooser is only available if somebody's put it into, and he's never put this into his app. Okay. But if I wanted Red Sox, I just typed in Red Sox.
Yeah.
And I've got like 3 Red Sox podcasts. Yeah.
I recall that there's that you have unique navigation with gestures too, right? Not with gestures, with physical gestures, like shaking it'll move it.
Oh, you can shake it to skip ahead. Yeah.
You can skip it. You can turn that on. I don't have that turned on.
You don't.
Yes, I don't.
I think that's... Sometimes it's harder to find the buttons than if you want to just...
Yeah, I'm so used to the buttons that I... Uh-huh. But I know he actually... I know he added that in part because some blind people asked him to.
I like it because fumbling around for the 2-minute and half-minute buttons sometimes isn't...
I do it so automatically. I think it's because I'm used to work when I'm working, and if I have a couple of minutes between calls, I'll be listening to something, and then the phone will ring, and I'll have to shut it off right away. I've gotten really used to it, but that is a handy feature for people who want to use it. You shake it stops or moves forward or whatever it does. Say you put in the word blindness, you're going to get things about Venetian blinds, but you're also going to get a bunch of blindness related stuff. So anyway, it's very configurable. As I said, I like to support this guy because he does get back to people. He's very open to suggestions. I didn't feel comfortable joining his beta team on the Mac because I was so new when he offered it to me. But the fact that he would say, join my beta team, I thought was pretty phenomenal considering I was bugging him about the fact that I couldn't use the damn selection button to select my podcast. This obviously, as in and with anything else, it syncs up. So I have an iPod now, so it syncs up with my iPod, so I'll be at the same place, with my iPod as I am on my iPhone. There is a Mac client. That costs a little more money. That's $10. I invested in it, and I've been pleased because when I first contacted him about something being inaccessible, within 4 or 5 days, he made a change. And he was aware of the accessibility problem before I brought it to his attention. I find podcasts to be a great way of getting information. Some of the top ones, there are tons of them. AppleBiz has them, Blind Peak Zone. There are tons of them on the iPhone for use of the iPhone. And this is primarily for John Christie's benefit. There's one called Triple Click Home, which is all about iOS. That's run by Saratalk. There's one called IC, which is all about iOS access. There are just a number of them, and many of them are listed up on the Vibug website, and there are plenty more. If you're looking for a podcast on a particular thing, I might be able to help you. I listen to Meet the Press, for example, or Face the Nation, or those kinds of things. 60 Minutes. Yeah, which is great because, again, Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, this Sunday I have to work. So I'm not going to be watching the TV and whatever. And plus, you don't have to have commercials. I love that. I use it when I'm on the treadmill. When I'm cooking and I don't want to, have to touch anything or have to navigate with the computer. And I don't know. I find this a lot faster to use than I used to when I did podcasts on the computer.
If anybody's NPR fans, virtually every NPR show is podcast.
I have almost all of them. Yeah. CNN has stuff. Some of them update better than others. CBS, for example, doesn't update very well. For some reason, they always seem to be behind. NBC, I can get within a couple of hours. I mean, it really updates very quickly. And one of the things that I notice, one of the things that I do, you can get the TED Talks, those computer technology-related discussions. You can get those on podcasts. One of the things that I do when I'm selecting podcasts is I look for how frequently it's updated. And if you notice, when I was at the Ad Podcast tab, it would say, poetry, blah, 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 last updated, 2011. Sometimes you don't care, but I want something that's active, that's actively being worked on. And so I tend to look, if I'm searching for, like when I was searching for Red Sox podcasts, for example, I looked for ones that were updated fairly recently. I'm a sports fan. I don't find the WEEI app very friendly at all. So what I've done is I put in WEEI. There are a number of WEEI shows that have podcasts. They'll do the interview portions, for example. Now, some of those people I find totally annoying, so I'm happy to speed them up, but I like the people that they interview. So, for example, I have several now. I have one for Mutt and Maloney. They do a lot of baseball. It's a way of getting around that WEEI app, which is so inaccessible. I just put the podcast on my phone, through Downcast.
They just did an update of the Downcast app yesterday.
Yeah.
I forget what they changed, but.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. Yeah, mine updates automatically. But I just really like it. I think it's worth the money. And I've learned so much. I mean, I've gotten a couple of new interests, and it's so great to be able to just learn while being mobile. And if it's an audio podcast, you know, we're at no disadvantage.
Right.
You know, I mean, everybody else hears the same stuff we do. I mean, there are some that are video. I have one called App Advice Daily. And that sort of, it's like a 3-minute podcast, and it will down, you know, we'll talk about a couple of different apps. That's video. Sometimes I find it useful, and sometimes I don't, because it's just too visual. But if you have sighted family and friends, for example, you know, sometimes it's nice, like the NBC Nightly News does come as a video. So if you wanted that, you could do that too.
Can you AirPlay these?
Yes, to your Apple TV, absolutely. Music podcasts are particularly fun to do that with.
What were the three? VoiceStream, Downcast, and what was the third one?
At Bat is baseball. At Bat is the Major League Baseball app that allows you, I think it's $19.95 a year, which sounds like a lot. I can listen to any baseball game that's broadcast from any team. So, for example, all year long. Now, spring training, like the Red Sox, they don't broadcast every game yet. For example, the other day, they were playing the Pirates. Well, they weren't broadcasting, but the Pirates were. So I went on the Pirates feed and listened to it that way. It's all other things, too. You get news. You can read all sorts of news articles. You can select your favorite team and read news articles just about them. There are just all sorts of things. There is a TV. If you want to pay extra, you can even get a TV app, TV subscription. I can't imagine why we would do that, but it's very cool. They keep reinventing the wheel, so occasionally we have to get on them a little bit about accessibility, but it seems pretty good this year. I've been a beta tester for them for quite some time. It's from Major League Baseball. I have to say, they're the only league that has really gone to these efforts.
What does VoiceStream do?
VoiceStream is a great app. It allows you to read books or documents or PDF. It allows you to read all sorts of formats. And it gives you a variety of voices that you can choose from. It allows you to seamlessly get books from Bookshare and read them. It's awesome.
What is it called?
It's called Voice Dream. D-R-E-A-M. Voice Dream. And then they have a new voice, James. Yeah. James is the most awesome speech synthesized voice I think I've ever heard. Yeah, you can read everything. You can listen to MP3 files with that, too. And the thing with Bookshare, and I don't know how they got away with it, but because usually you can't do this, but you can search for Bookshare books right in Voice Dream itself. And if you find it, you double tap and it downloads it.
Even if you don't belong to Bookshare?
No, you have to belong to Bookshare. Yeah. Bookshare, there is a setup. The first year you pay $75 because you pay the setup fee, and then it's $50 a year after that. They do tons. They do like the New York Times bestsellers. They just have books on everything. It used to be that people were scanning books. Like back in the day, I used to scan books for them and send them in. Now they get digitized files for the most part, so the quality of their scans are really much better. I love Bookshare, and I support them just because I think what they've done has just been so tremendous. All right, well, thanks everybody for coming and paying attention.